The Bout That Action Quick Picks Edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WYNNbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling. So make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP.
Lastly, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. From April 29th to May 4th, if you deposit on Underdog Fantasy, you'll have a chance to win $1 million in their best ball contest. That's right, $1 million. So sign up now at underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com/promo code SGPN.
Action, boss.
Welcome everyone to the EPL Quick Pick Show on About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Thursday, April 29th. Mark, I won't ask how you are. This is the Quick Pick Show. How did we do last week?
We did quite well, thanks to a big dog hit from Everton.
Yes.
Everton beating Arsenal in accordance with my prediction at plus 300.
That was huge. That was
a bizarre game that was very locked in. Did you see the goal?
Yeah, I did. Well, what an interesting game, huh? What an interesting goal, too.
Unbelievable. Xhaka, Granit Xhaka, the normal center mid, playing left back for some reason. Why you put your slowest player in the position that has to defend the fastest guys on the other team is beyond me, and he got absolutely skinned. But it looked like the play was dead. Richarlison was basically on the end line, goes for a cross with the inside of his foot. Not a lot of pace on it, but the goalkeeper, Brent Leno, who's usually pretty solid, spills it into the net, and that was the deciding goal.
That was it. That's what we needed, though.
Around the 70th
minute. We needed that plus 300. How did your other picks go, aside from that great dog hit?
We did need it because Liverpool shockingly drew against Newcastle. But Leicester City did win at a minus 175, I want to say. So All in all, we did cash out at a total of plus 257 on those three picks, which was, I'd say, a great day at the office.
Very nice. I also had Chelsea getting a win over West Ham, which did end up happening. So I cashed a minus 130 ticket there. But then a couple of interesting results. Brighton loses to last place Sheffield. I thought Sheffield were done and dead in the water, but they pull off a surprise win to Brighton. And then Manchester United draws Leeds, another surprising one. But thanks to that plus 300 Everton dog, that's really what made our weekend. I ended up profit 170. Mark, let's go ahead and dive into it. Your first EPL matchup you like for this weekend.
I'm going to take Man City. They're playing against Crystal Palace. Obviously, we all know how good Man City is. And Crystal Palace, I mean, they're pretty average. They're sitting in 13th place. I mean, the season's basically wrapped up for them, if you ask me. So to make this line a little bit more interesting, I'm going to take Man City and with more than 2.5 goals in the game. You know I've been enjoying those props. So a three-goal game, which I could easily see, A, because Man City just has probably the most firepower in the world, some might say. They put a clinic on against PSG in the Champions League. They're looking like they're going to go
through
there.
That was a huge result. Yeah, that was a huge result.
A massive one.
Away at Paris Saint-Germain,
So I think, obviously Crystal Palace is not exactly renowned for their defense. They do have some good offensive firepower, though. They do have guys like Wilfried Zaha, for example, like Christian Benteke, guys who, and what's his name? Ebe. Eze?
Yeah.
I don't know. One of those two is one of those names. I'm totally butchering it. But another fast winger. So they're ones that can definitely get goals as well. So I think Man City are going to open the floodgates up pretty early here. But I could also see Crystal Palace grabbing a goal themselves. So I'm going to take Man City to win with over 2.5 goals scored at plus 105.
I like that. What a good way to start off the show. Definitely two high offensive firepower teams. I like what you mentioned there. We've definitely talked a bit about Crystal Palace and their attack on the show before. They're one of the most exciting striking teams in the league. They definitely put some goals up, and they've got some really cool, fun to watch players. So definitely see Man City winning as well. And I like that you're diving into the props here. I think it makes sense to take the over 2.5 as well. So some good value there. My first pick is my most boring one, so I'm going to get it out of the way. I'm taking Chelsea money line -205 against Fulham. The reason this line is not as juicy as it typically would be is because Fulham is sitting in third place in the relegation zone. They maybe have a way to claw their way out, but probably not. So they have much more. They have more to play for. But Chelsea also has a lot to play for because they're sitting in fourth, and this is a result they simply need to take care of. So an important game for both teams, actually, in the scope of the weekend. So it's one that I wanted to look at and talk about a little bit. I think Chelsea, there's some value here when you look at these two sides. Chelsea has had some surprising results, but they've also had some good runs of form. And I just feel like this is a matchup where -205 isn't that high of a price to take a team like Chelsea against a team like Fulham. I feel like pretty often you see these lines up in the 250s, 300s, etc. So I'm going to jump on this one. Chelsea -205 seems like a value bet. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because Chelsea's defense is so strong, right? Like, they don't concede a lot of goals, especially since they've had the new managerial takeover. So, I mean, yep, it's plain and simple. Fulham's not going to outscore Chelsea here. So I think, right, I think that's a pretty safe pick. I guess where it gets interesting is it'll be interesting to see what lineup Chelsea comes out with. They drew against Real Madrid in the Champions League, so they've got a huge game coming up on Wednesday. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? I think it's on Wednesday of next week. So they do have to consider that. So you might see some players rested. So that could impact the scoreline. But I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, Chelsea are such a deep squad. I think this is a pretty safe pick.
Right. That's definitely one of those opportunities, it feels like, where there will be probably not their strongest lineup out there. As you mentioned, they're in the middle of some important Champions League spots. And that's the reason why you're going to get a price that's a little more obtainable. So it's just up to you whether you're willing to put the risk on perhaps a slightly weaker lineup. But I'm willing to do it. So I'm going to take Chelsea -205, my first pick. Mark, your second pick.
For my second pick, I'm going to take West Ham. They're away at Burnley. But the thing about home and away this year statistically is it really has not made a huge impact because of the lack of fans. The teams are winning more away games than they ever have before. And that's because of the COVID situation. So I kind of ignore that, especially when you have teams that have a big gap in quality. And then you factor in that Burnley, they're safe mathematically, so they don't have anything to worry about here. And West Ham have everything to play for. In my opinion, they kind of got robbed against Chelsea last weekend. I don't know if you watched that game. I know you won money off
it. Saw the highlights, yeah.
There's a very controversial handball that could have been called for a penalty kick and potential red card as well.
Yeah.
And then West Ham got an absolutely egregious red card called against them towards the end of the match that basically, I mean, they were never going to tie the game against Chelsea down a man. So feel bad for them. I feel like that scoreline doesn't really reflect how the game went. So I am surprised that they are plus money here. They've been fantastic all year, and they're rightfully battling Chelsea for that final Champions League spot. And you have to say, with Chelsea playing Fulham like we just discussed, they're probably getting the win here. I think anything but a win for West Ham pretty much is goodbye for the Champions League.
Yeah,
I think that I mean, I think they're 7 points from Leicester. They're not going to make up that gap in five games. They're 3 points off Chelsea. Chelsea with a really tough schedule coming up. West Ham with a bit of an easier one. So I think this is a game that they look at and they say, hey, 3 points or bust.
Dare I say, I actually had this as my third and final pick. I think this is the best bet on the board this weekend. This is the game that, like you said, there's plus money value on a team that is in a very, very important spot, sitting in fifth place. As you mentioned, a tough result last weekend. They can put themselves right back in the mix, and I agree. If they don't get a win here, it's just not going to look good. I mean, Liverpool's right breathing down their necks right behind them, and Liverpool has a tough matchup this weekend as well. So I just think, West Ham needs to win this game. Liverpool play what? Manchester United this weekend? So that's a great game. Anything can happen in that one. So I think West Ham needs to get this job done, and it's a plus money pick. This was, you know, the one that I wrote down first looking at the board. I'm fully on board with you here, Mark. So let's ride it together. West Ham money line to take care of Burnley this weekend at +115. My second pick, since that was my third. My second pick, since that was my third, is going to be Manchester United. Mark, barking dogs. Manchester United to upset Liverpool. Man United are priced at plus 180, Liverpool at plus 145. You might say, Mark, Liverpool has much more to play for. Manchester United is safe in the Champions League. They don't have a race after the title. But, Mark, we've talked about this on the show before. Sometimes when you get these huge matchups, rivalry games, some of the biggest players on the stage, on the world stage, come out to play, and it's the highlighted game of the weekend with the biggest audience, guys get out of bed for it, even if it's not necessarily a mathematical match they need to win. I think Manchester United players are going to get up for this match against Liverpool, and I think it'll be a really good one. So when those things happen, when we have two big teams clashing in the match of the weekend, I've talked about it on the show before, I like to take the dog just because I really truly think anything can happen in these sorts of matches. Yes, Liverpool needs to win more, but when you have this caliber of players going back and forth and goals being scored back and forth, I think any real result is possible. I see the teams as very evenly matched. So I'm going to take the bigger money, of course, and that is on the side of Manchester United this weekend at plus 180. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I agree with most of that. I mean, obviously, these are the two most historic teams in English soccer.
And Liverpool's weak defense continues, Mark. I mean, could this be an opportunity for Man United to just put some goals past Liverpool and make this a game?
I'll give my spoiler alert here that I took this as my draw of the week.
That's a good pick, actually.
I am going against you. It's like we said in the past, when, like you said, both teams, I mean, the big players get up for these games. Something about this just feels like a draw to me. I don't know. Man United, like you said, obviously they're sitting in second place, so no disrespect there. But I don't know, something about their attack. Like they don't put away like that many high scoring games. Like all their games are very close.
Yeah.
In scoreline, like when was the last time we saw them blow a team
like
out
like
4-5-0?
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at their past results right now in the league, and
that's what Man City does, right? I mean, that's Man City just blows teams out of the water. You're right. You don't see that very often from Man United.
Yeah, Liverpool does that as well too. Obviously, right. They've hit some pretty bad form because of injuries and stuff. So, I mean, they haven't lately, but I feel like you said, I mean, obviously Liverpool have some defensive frailties, but I just feel like something about this game. I think the players on Liverpool, specifically, I'm calling out Ozan Kabak, the center back from Liverpool. I mean, he's dreadful since he came in January. I feel like this could be the kind of game where he steps up and fills the gap that he's left in that central defensive spot. So. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like a 1-1 here is going to be the result, personally.
You can get the draw at plus 250 in the matchup of the weekend between Manchester United and Liverpool. Mark is taking that as his draw of the week. I'm riding with the dogs in the Red Devils, Manchester United, to get the upset win. Liverpool, the favorites, by the way, are priced at plus 145. So we'll be on different ends of that one there. But definitely one of those games that I think could go in a lot of different directions. So it'll be interesting to watch. Mark, your third and final pick for the week.
My third pick, I'm riding the high of taking Everton at a plus 300 dog. So I'm going with another big
dog. I like it.
Leeds United, I'm taking them. They're traveling to Brighton. Yep. Brighton are the team that are closest to relegation. They're 7 points clear, but they're sitting in 17th place. Versus Leeds United, who have been on an absolute roll lately. If you were to look at their past results, they got two big draws, one against Man United last weekend, and they drew Liverpool before that.
And three wins before that.
Yeah, including a win against Manchester City.
Right.
So they're unbeaten in their last seven games, I want to say. They haven't lost since they played West Ham 6 games ago. So this would be they're in some great form right here. So I'm going to like them taking Brighton. Brighton, a team that, I mean, they obviously just lost their last match. They're in a bit of bad form here. They lost 2 and tied 2 in their last 4 matches. So I think this is a good scenario despite Leeds being on the road. I think Brighton's a team that they concede a good amount of goals, where Leeds is a team that loves to score goals. They're not afraid to leave some space open at the back and concede themselves. So I think this is a game where Leeds just simply outscore. I could see like a 3-1 or a 3-2 here. So I'm going to take Leeds United at a plus 230.
I like it. Another big, bad barking dog selection for Mark for this coming weekend. He's on Leeds. I already did my three picks, but my draw of the week, Mark, I have to say, is going to be between Wolves and West Brom this weekend. You can get that at plus 215. You look at the standings here. And this is a game that, like, you probably aren't going to watch. Wolves are sitting in 12th place. Southampton in 15th. West Brom down at the bottom. Wolves and West Brom plus 215. I just feel like Wolves have been, like we've talked about on the show before, that they draw a lot of games, and this just feels like one that it just feels like a boring result waiting to happen. West Brom have been a relative. They've had some surprising results over the past few weeks that we've talked about, including a big win against Chelsea. So sometimes they do surprise us, but I don't know. Just looking at the board, this just felt like the most boring game, Mark. So that's my strategy going behind the draw of the week, is selecting the game that I'm least likely to watch. So Wolves and West Brom, my draw of the week at plus 215.
Yeah, I don't even know if this game is being broadcasted, to be honest.
Probably not. All right, before we close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay, it is time for a quick word from our sponsors. This show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Look, no one's perfect. Even FC Barcelona can choke a 3-goal aggregate lead in the Champions League.
Yep.
And so if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it is bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED. All from the comfort and privacy of your own home, a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check it out. Their fantasy best ball tournaments are some of the best around. Even better is their NFL Draft Weekend special. Sign up between April 29th and May 4th, and you'll have a chance to win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. When you go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN, you'll get $25 free, which you can use to enter that Best Ball Mania 2 tournament. SGP will be running private best ball drafts for the listeners as well. This is a limited time offer that ends May 4th. So go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And lastly, we're brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag degens only care about most, and that's sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our Better Than Vegas profile page, and they're always running a ton of free contests as well. They've got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out too. So make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a pick at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
And just like that, it's time to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Lock
Dog. All right, EPL match day 34. Mark, your lock for the weekend.
I'm going to give my lock to Arsenal, a decision I made a couple weekends ago, and it did not work out for me against Fulham. But Newcastle United, they are actually safe from, I saw they were safe from relegation, but looking at the math, I don't think that's accurate, whoever wrote that article, trying to throw me off my game. They're not safe.
Yep.
Whoever told you that is lying. But either way, I think Arsenal are going to overpower this one. Look, I'm good at betting on Arsenal. I don't know why. All right, I said that I didn't like the Everton matchup. Plus 300.
That was a big pick last week.
That was a big pick. And in the same sense, I do like this matchup. Newcastle are a team that's going to concede the possession. Those are the games Arsenal want to play in. So I think even though they're away from home, I think Arsenal have enough to get the job done here. So I'm going to take them as a lock at minus 110.
I like it. Okay, good start. My lock is going to be on Chelsea, who I discussed earlier. The Chelsea B team possibly out there this weekend. They might be resting some players for Champions League, but I still think it's enough in a big, rich deep squad like that to take out Fulham, and you can get Chelsea at -205. That is my lock. Mark, your dog.
I'm gonna piggyback on that for my dog pick. I wanted to try something new this week.
Oh, this looks interesting. Okay, I'm looking at the notes.
I'm taking Chelsea to beat Fulham by exactly 3 goals. That's +550.
All right.
Something about this match just seems to me like I think Chelsea get a clean sheet. I think they go into the half like.
What's that guy? Is it Mason Mount? Is that guy? Guy's name?
Mason
Mount. I think I could see a Mason Mount goal here. I could see a Mason Mount goal or two or three.
Well, hopefully you can. Yeah, I was gonna say hopefully you can see goals from a couple others as well. So I'm kind of feeling like we could see like a 4-1 or a 3-0 here. Okay. So I'm taking Chelsea to win by exactly 3 goals. That's +550. We'll see how this works out.
All right. I like the creativity for sure. My parlay for the weekend is just going to be my picks.
You don't have a dog?
Oh, you're right. It's the dog. My dog for the weekend is Manchester United, of course, to upset Liverpool at +180. Like I said, the big games against the best in the league, the players get up for. And sometimes you just gotta take the bigger price there, and I'm gonna take Manchester United to get the upset win. As much as it hurts to say as a Liverpool fan, I think they got a chance to do it.
They are at home.
Mark your parlay.
My parlay is an epic one. I've got Leeds in there. They're +230. I've got Man City on the money line. I've got West Ham, who's a +115, and I've got Chelsea against Fulham, who's a -205. So that four gamer cashes out at +1,291.
Wow. Okay, I like
got
it.
Got a +230 in that parlay.
Yeah, that'll beef it up for sure. I stuck to a three teamer. I do have my dog in there in Manchester United at +180. I also have Chelsea in there as well at -205. To beat Fulham, and then lastly, I really liked the West Ham pick as well at +115. I actually feel pretty solid about this parlay. Obviously, the biggest question mark is Manchester United upsetting Liverpool, but I think that adds enough value to it at +796 to make the three teamer worth it. That is my parlay. Any last words from Mark before we close out the show for the weekend? You can follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter. You can follow at TheSGPN. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. Visit sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Mark, any last words?
No time for last words on the Quick Pick Show. We'll see you next week.